For many Black Americans, a noose hanging from a tree brings up the legacy of lynching. That's why so many people are up in arms after an apparent noose was found last week outside the University of Maryland College Park's Black Cultural Center. The university police spokesman says the incident is classified as a hate crime. Black student leaders held a community-wide speak out yesterday to express their outrage. For more, we've got Naima Jamal. She's Assistant Director of Outreach and Cultural Enrichment with the Nimburu Center at the University of Maryland. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So how close was this noose to the cultural center?
It was actually outside of the center in between our building, which is the Nimburu Cultural Center, and next to the Stamp Student Union, which is directly next to us. So it was in a breezeway in between the two buildings.
Have there been tensions on campus that would indicate that something like this would happen?
No, there weren't current tensions. Of course, the first day of classes was August 28th, actually August 29th, so school had just really begun, so it would be difficult to say whether there was any specific racial tensions that were escalating that led to the noose. However, you know, we are nationally aware of the Gina 6 situation and the impact that it could possibly have on a copycat or some other perpetrator of that nature.
So what exactly was discussed at yesterday's speak out? And was it a Black crowd, a mixed crowd? What was it like?
It was definitely a mixed crowd. Even the organizers were mixed. We had a number of student organizations that came in. And really the idea of the students and staff as well is that this is an issue of civil liberties. It goes across color lines. However, there were a lot of Black students who were outraged because of its specific significance to us and our cultural heritage and history. And in terms of yesterday, you know, folks really spoke out on a number of levels from, you know, sheer some folks just expressed emotions. But what the moderators were trying to do is really facilitate a solution-based discussion to get ideas from students about what they felt the university should specifically do. Messages came out saying, you know, for students who are activists and who are actively working against this situation, against the incident, to be mindful of education and make sure that they don't let their grades slip, because that would also be given the perpetrator one of the things that they were looking for if it was a hate crime. In fact, there were other messages saying that the university and the president has to make a stronger statement and be more aggressive in how we address the ideological causes of such an incident. There were students that just expressed that they were confused. And how is it that in 2007 we're still dealing with the same bigotry that we were dealing with, you know, 100 years ago? So, you know, the messages really went across the board. There were messages of solidarity, you know, everyone from the Student Socialist Party to Community Roots, which is a student grassroots organizing organization, to, you know, the NAACP chapter.
Let me just jump in here. Was there anyone, either in, say, a campus newspaper, in the speak out, who said, this is a total overreaction, who knows, maybe this was a prank?
No, not directly. And if they said it hasn't been public, there may be murmurings of that in the background, but that's definitely not a public sentiment or a general sentiment that anyone has really expressed. No, not at all. And I think that just in the past, in 1999, there was another major hate incident that occurred on campus. And one of the speculations was that it was perpetrated by a Black person as well. And I think what that does is that's a very easy way to condescend or to really disintegrate the argument or to say that it's not important. And in fact, I would venture to say that that's a method of psychological oppression, to say that, you know, you shouldn't open your mouth because people may think that you're actually the person doing it. And it's like that whole blame the victim idea that, you know, we don't want to tolerate that either.
How much did the Gina 6 case come up in references during the speak out?
During the speak out, it came up a couple times, but more so in outside conversation, outside dialogue that we've witnessed and heard. A lot of students have spoke about it. And since school had started, professors, I know one of our professors, Dr. Joe Richardson, he's in the African American Studies department, he had been avidly talking about it in his classroom to raise awareness among his students. And so that, in fact, had, I believe, prompted some students to start circulating an email that kind of discussed it so people can have, students can have the facts about it. I think this incident only helped to escalate that information and get people to become more aware of it and, in fact, encourage the students to start organizing to see that this is not like a localized issue, that this can happen anywhere across campus. And I think the more we have faculty, staff, and students working together to educate educate the general population on civil liberties in general and anything that compromises our civil liberty, I think it's important, and it's a critical lesson that we can take away from this incident.
Very briefly, what about the administration? What are they doing?
Well, right now they have an emergency alert response team. They're prompting the police to perform their criminal investigation. We ourselves are trying to perform our own investigation to find out exactly what happened. And outside of that, the administration have offered full support. They've offered to increase the surveillance and security around the center. And they're also open to ideas about education and other workshops that we can do. So at this point,
Naima, thank you. We have to stop right now, but thanks for talking with us.
Okay, not a problem.
Naima Jamal is Assistant Director of Outreach and Cultural Enrichment with the Nimbaru Center on campus.